Here at Tonillo.com, we like to cuss. And if you don't want your kids to hear it, then listen to us when they're not around. But if you don't mind your kids listening to grown folks talk, then turn this shit up and let the show begin.
You're listening to
Tonillo.
Sweetest of the queer. Da-da-da-da. Are we going to do a hot mic, you think? What the hell? Kiskatsua, what do you... Oh, I'm not going to say that out loud.
I got my fun plants.
Do you you want to do a hot mic? I'd like to do a hot mic.
I'm good. I mean, let's... Yeah, we can keep rolling.
Skype open or something? Da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Did you want to take a call in or something, or did you want to address the comments that you queued up?
Yeah, I think Tara Lynn earlier said I don't think they plan for explaining heritage, learning her hair. You know, they weren't planning on going to the salon that often.
Yeah, they weren't planning on driving to the hood to go to a black hair salon for their little girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those kind of things. True. That's a lot of it's true. They didn't think that. They never see that probably brought some privilege reality for them too. Right. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Like it hurt, but no. No, but and that's crazy. They weren't prepared.
All these people in my church are going to think I slept with a black guy.
Right. And meanwhile, she's like, no, I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian.
The last thing I would do is sleep with a black guy.
Oh. They're like, yeah, okay. I love this song. Cheryl said, my guess, Evo, is that they filed the lawsuit and it's just getting this big. Yep. Agreed. Eva says, right. But since they were looking for a perfect Aryan baby.
Who isn't though, right? Am I right?
Yeah, because they say that they requested a blonde hair, blue eyes. Wow. See how much.
They are worth the most on the black market.
Which is so funny, right? They're lesbians, right? Which is already puts you out the box, out of your group of peers, which you happen to point out now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's try to fit in the box as much as possible because we're already lesbians. So let's ask at least to have a white baby with blonde eyes. I mean, blonde hair and blue eyes. So now this is like an added thing for them.
And it was probably like a joke that was said like at a church meeting or something like that where it was like...
Can you imagine the baby comes out black?
At least you're not having a black baby. Right?
Yeah.
And then she has a black baby. She's like, shit.
Yeah. And when I saw her too, I thought, just move then. But I know it's easier said than done. Moving and your work and your life.
It tells me a little bit that they wanted this baby for vanity. You know what I mean? There's a little bit of vanity involved in that.
Why do you think?
They are so incredibly lucky to have a healthy child.
True.
Just a healthy child.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. That's winning the lottery after winning bajillions of lotteries to be self-aware.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And then you win this extra lottery. We won the lottery three times with three amazing, beautiful kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And she and you saw this ray of sunshine that this little girl is.
She's happy-go-lucky.
She came from your body.
Yeah. And again, they're not complaining about the kid. It's just the whole mistake that this place have created.
Right, right.
Which I get.
Because they're clearly a disadvantage now because of their little safety net.
And you know what? We're saying this thing. Maybe they're going through this whole process to get some money back to probably move out of that neighborhood or that community. So that way they can maybe have their baby be around.
Why don't you reach out and see if they'll be on the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could email them. I'm curious. What are you going to do when you win the money? What's the goal in all of this? Aryan baby, do you think they would have sued if the kid had green eyes? Hell no. No way. Because they're fitting the mold of their community, right? Well, as much as possible. I mean, yeah, as much as possible.
That baby could have came out with like an extra hand. And as long as it was white, they would have been like, we love our baby no matter what.
Right. Or no, it starts what. Flying or lifting the house. I'm just kidding. You know, because Superman was adopted. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Me neither.
And then Terrell said, but would they have any of the stress or perceived stress?
With what? I'm not sure I understand.
I don't know. I'm not sure I understand either. Related to the ladies with their... Chonilla baby.
Would they have the stress of raising a black baby?
They just weren't prepared. They weren't prepared to have a Chonilla baby.
They weren't prepared for it because I think there was some vanity at play. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that there's, like, surely there's, so, like, the, you know, the doctors that are like, you know, your embryo took and this baby is like a 1 in 1,000 chance.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're looking at them like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
this is. People spend. Do it more than once.
Oh my gosh!
It doesn't. Yeah. So oh people, gosh. It's they have to spend a lot.
They just don't agree with their baby having the mark of Cain.
Yeah.
They're like, forget it.
What do you mean the mark of Cain?
That's the mark of Cain.
What's
Shirley?
The mark of Cain? It's not the skin color. Remember?
Black skin.
No, it's not. Stop that. Take that back. Don't listen.
That's what white people think.
Yes, I know. We don't know what the mark of Cain is. Nobody knows.
It's dark skin.
It's not. Stop it. You're trolling.
Everybody knows it's dark skin, Shirley.
No.
Go ask. Hey, go ask that pastor. Remember? Oh, who posted that? You posted
that. I did.
That.
I was like,
that
wow.
was the shit.
If you're going to marry outside your race and you want some black African woman
why
or whatever.
Why did we not open with that?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shoot. I don't
We're
know.
We're opening next show with that.
Yes, we are. And you know what? I think it was B-plus in the group. I think it was Vent or B. I think it was Vent who said, I wouldn't be surprised if they would investigate his computer, that it'd be full of, like, black women and stuff like right. that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Who's that?
This dude, this, like, preacher who was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, this is wrong. And I cannot agree to marry anyone who marries outside their race because it's in the book. I can't deny what's in here. I can't.
And you shouldn't either.
Yes. It's not me.
And Ashley would like to remind you that you are not aware of what happens at the white meetings.
You don't know.
That's right.
I'd like to know. Is there such thing as a white meeting?
Every meeting that is held is a white meeting.
Aha! I knew it.
Right.
I was like, why is my boss always going into meetings? Yeah. My white boss, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get it now. And then you actually.
I think when white people see black people meeting.
Yeah.
They think it's a revolution, not just a meeting.
Oh, my God. No.
It's about to go down, everybody.
This makes white people nervous.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're getting organized. What are we going to do?
Oh, gosh. Wasn't there a video of a guy saying we can't, like, let black people...
Oh, because they're... Yeah.
What was this? It was some craziness.
Black people are scary because they got power.
Right, but they don't know it. That's why we can't let them.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. It was so weird. There are some...
Dangerous. America. Black people are dangerous, he said.
Oh, was it?
Yes, he said black people are the most dangerous people on this planet because if they were to get organized, then the shit would hit the fan.
That's right.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah. But I think he meant to say, and I responded to this because I think what he meant, the word he meant to use was influential, not dangerous.
Right. But see, he's looking at it
right.
as danger.
Right. Right. Because it'll upset his power structure. Right.
Right, of course. Yeah. Of course. Ashley said, this is not a drill, people. This is the real deal. Black people are working together. was like, nah, he meant dangerous.
Yeah. You think I'm kidding?
Exactly. Well, I think we're going to be wrapping it up soon. We don't have the Skype or anything open.
I can open. Did somebody say they want to call in?
I don't know. Anybody wants to call in?
I was going to open it if somebody said I want to
call in. Sure, call it. Open it. I will share. Was it?
No, I don't feel like reaching out for this. This is more an intimate thing, you know? But I'm not trying to make this happen, but if it happens, I'm cool.
Then
with it
happens. Right. I gotcha. Hey, today I went to the park and I thought I shared in my Facebook if it's weird to be in a park by yourself meditating by the jungle gym, you know, with there's no kids, there's nobody around. And I thought, would people think I'm crazy just being in there by myself in the park?
Probably.
Really?
Probably.
But it was like, it was my own heaven because there's no kids around. So it was nice.
I don't know who this is, Terilyn. This is on a mixtape called The Beginning. K-Rin mixtape.
Is he Canadian? No?
I don't know. I found it in a folder that you populated.
What's the name? Do you have the artist?
The Beginning. K.Rin mixtape.
Wait. K?
.RYN.
Wait. K as in the letter K? And then space?
.RYN.
Dot, as in dot with a dot?
Yeah.
RYN. And then mixtape? Oh, new. Yeah. T dot. This is a Toronto. This is a Canadian, I believe. Repping for the T dot, but with a little Virginia flavor. Toronto born, Virginia grown. This mixtape, yep. I was like, sounds. And it's K.Rin, The Beginning. There it is. I will share the link right there. This mixtape is part of a 3-part series, everyone. This one is the beginning, then will be the middle, and finally the start. You're welcome. Huh? How you guys feel about when is Obama finished? Fairly soon, isn't it? Like January or something?
His term?
Yeah. It's coming up real soon, isn't it? How y'all feel about that? K-Rin is officially, Clove, the most promising Toronto artist you've never heard of. At least until now, y'all.
So let's invite him on the show.
Oh, yeah. True.
Open him up to that MTL.
There's an article right there.
Evo really says good, that Obama's until 2016.
Oh, is it 16? Really? I thought it was going to wrap it up soon.
He's going to stick around for this ISIL.
Ah, thing. Oh. Yeah. Ooh, this should be interesting. I like Obama. He's cute. I don't know if I'd sleep with him, but he's cute. I'd love to have conversations with him. But he's not a fantasy guy. Like, he's not a guy that I'm thinking, okay, tonight I'm going to think Obama and have some kind of a wet dream with him. Wouldn't happen.
Me neither.
What about you and Michelle? Could you see yourself making out with Michelle?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Because they're so like, no, they're meant for each other. They're, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're, well, she, yeah. Her confidence
is
and her
hot.
Her demeanor is over the top hot, right?
Yeah.
Where I could just look at her and just listen. But if I was going in for a kiss...
Yeah.
Maybe that's because I objectify women too much, but
uh Hey, open the ouvre le Skype.
Yes, she is tall, but she is thin.
How tall is she?
Yes.
How tall are they? They are fairly tall, aren't they? Oof, don't Skype, Clove.
Who's calling in?
I think Ashy might call. Clove. She's not thick. How old are they?
That is true, Terilyn.
She ain't got no booty, huh?
I just like it a little bit thicker than that, that's all.
You like it Beyonce booty thick, Jennifer Lopez booty thick, or Nicki Minaj booty thick?
Neither one of those.
Really?
Yes.
If you have to choose one, which one would you choose? Why is it so tough?
Jennifer Lopez.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Because that's natural, right?
Yeah, but Beyonce too. Does Beyonce have a booty? Not really, I find.
I don't know. Is that where we're stalemated at? Does Beyonce have a booty? Like, yeah. What?
It's kind of like there. I don't know. No, oh, true. That's true. Beyonce's got hips. Yes, she's a hip girl. She got a lot of hip, too. Tiny little waist. She is shaped like a Jessica Rabbit.
I should have caught Terilyn.
What?
Because she said, you set me up.
Why is that true?
It's a setup, you suspect.
It's not a setup. That's true. She does have a lot of hips. She does. Ugh. True. I'm not trying to set you up. It's a legitimate question.
Your questions trip me out sometimes.
Would you go to a strip club with me?
Yeah.
Like with female dancers?
Absolutely.
Would you go to strip club with me with male dancers? Really?
I would do it for you.
Aww.
Yeah.
You probably have your mind, have pure mind explosion. You'd be like, what the fuck is going on? I can't operate. I can't move.
It's like a Star Wars fight scene in here. I don't know where to look.
It's true. Would you skydive?
Yeah, I'd skydive.
I think so, too.
There's a few things on my bucket list that I'm going to do after the kids are...
grown?
Yeah. Once the kids can take care of themselves, yeah. A few things I'm going to do. I think jumping out of a plane is probably going to be one of them, Shirley.
Yeah?
Jumping out of a plane, shooting guns.
Really? That's not a good idea.
It's a genius idea. Thank you.
We're gonna do hunting extreme. We're gonna land on top of the deers, motherfuckers.
They won't know what's coming.
be falling down and sit on a moose.
Yeah,
and then just right on his head.
So you're dead. Hello. Sucker. What's going on, man?
What's going on, my favorite podcast couple?
What is going on?
Right now, I have a bottle of rum in my hand.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought bottle of milk, like the baby's milk.
Oh, no, that's in the freezer. Oh, I don't touch the real goods.
Oh. Is she being breastfed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's like gold. You don't touch that.
Yeah, that's true. It's so true.
So y'all killing me with these shows. I'm actually behind on shows now. I'm like, what the heck? Never had to worry about being behind on shows before.
I know. I got to catch up on your show, too. I want to cool off on podcasting just so I have so much catching up to do.
I cut off. I didn't cut off a lot of podcasts. I just didn't have time for them.
I know. I hear you. especially with the baby, and you guys moved, right?
I was looking for a new job too.
Yes. How'd that go?
Oh, I got a new job.
Is it with was it a big company? Was it like Microsoft or something? Why do I have to whisper that?
I'm not gonna speak on it.
Okay. It's with the CIA. I knew it. Congratulations.
Well, you know.
He's never going to call in again.
I know.
No.
Congratulations on your CIA job, man.
Yeah. Don't tell nobody. Two Fish put my business out there. Don't put my business out there.
Oh, really?
She's put it in the chat.
No, no.
Well, don't make me have to unfriend you. I'm just playing.
He said he's a professional skydiving hunter.
That's right.
That's his new job.
Yes, I'm gonna have a reality show. It's gonna be called Skydive Hunter.
You know, that's funny you say that.
What?
But with the crazy stuff of TV shows that are out there, like
I would make my
you
guns.
You could create a show around like making it a sport where people skydive hunt. Yeah.
I would make my guns point in opposite directions, so that way I would spin from the recoil of the guns.
Oh, that would be amazing.
What? You say that
happens, I'm all in. Like, I'm afraid of heights, but at that point, you have to do it.
Okay. Is that possible? That's not. Is that like.
I would stunt the whole way down.
I mean, you'd have to at that point. What else can you do?
I would call my moves like the Jesus Christ.
What?
No, you'd have to call it like the Jesus Shuttleworth. Yes.
The Jesus cartwheel.
Gosh. Oh, Aladdin's carpet.
That's right. See, you know what? You totally feel me on this. You love me. I love you. Oh, we're there. Skydiving hunting.
Yeah.
It is happening.
Matrix Neo.
That's right.
Things like that.
Do anything.
I got on here because she ain't going to pump herself up. But, you know, Tara Lynn is up for a Black Weblog Award.
Oh, no
what?
Way.
Awesome. Congratulations, Tara Lynn.
And you guys are up too, Black Astronauts Podcast.
Yeah, but we in a murderer's row.
Why are you saying podcast. That? Now I'm going to go on their site to see why are you saying that.
Just go, man, look at the freaking... Not, there's so many good podcasts on there.
Hold on. Wait. Where do I go? Web... What's their site?
This is blackweblog.com.
Okay. Black web blog. There we go. Let's see here. I'm going in there. And what category are... So you're under podcast and Tara Lynn is under...
She's under music blog, I think. Best music blog.
Oh my God. There's a lot of people. Last time I was on...
I'm subscribed to Tara Lynn's music blog.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Tara Lynn puts in such good work.
Oh, yes, my God.
It does.
The knowledge that comes through that, Shirley, it's like university level stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is, you can tell this is a passion.
Oh,
yeah. It's crazy.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So see, best podcast, the Girl Just Quit podcast, Black Astronauts
what?
Podcast, the Spawn on Me podcast, the Shiznit Show. Oh, wow. Fan Bros Show, the F What You Heard radio show, the Read. Oh, wow.
Right.
The Read is in there. You
right.
said right. Independent Underground Radio Live.
Damn, that's an honor to be nominated. In that
it,
role,
is.
Man.
It is. It is. It is. You're in good
it's
company.
Crazy. I saw wild. That and was like, I was excited because they like tweeted us out like first or second. Like, yeah, congratulations. And I was excited. And then. Like 3 days later, they're like, congratulations to the Read. And I was like,
what?
Damn.
I was like, all right.
It's been fun, guys. Okay. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we might make it to this because they're doing two rounds of voting. Mm-hmm. So we might make it to the second round. But I'm just happy to be nominated. Oh, like, I'm, Tara Lynn's like, got a real shot. Like, I'm going to try pumping her up as much as possible.
Is it so? The Good and Terrible Show and Operation Cubicle again. I think
right
they were
on.
Nominated last year too. Sharif Jackson,
the blackest man in America.
Mm-hmm.
Murderer's Row. If you get out of that,
you know what
you deserve,
though,
right?
But you, like we said, if you're in the company of that, It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really,
you're
really
good. You're doing a lot right at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You would think so. We ain't put out as many shows as we did last year. It should be interesting.
And then, oh, let me see. Discography. Oh, I see. Music blog. Digging discography. Not just okay. Wisdom seeker. Beats, rhymes, and life. Summer in the winter and taste for hip hop.
Yeah, that I think cool. Overall, Terrence is probably like the most comprehensive.
I know you've seen, I know you've seen a couple of her posts, Shirley, but yes. You really should subscribe.
Right?
Okay. Yeah,
I shall.
Yeah,
I shall.
You know what I'm doing right now?
What?
I'm turning the lights down low. I'm pouring myself some wine.
That is a nice. It's like a loungy,
yeah,
kind of song. You know, just chilling.
I'm burning some incense.
Chilling, getting ready to listen. Nice.
Light a candle.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like y'all could appreciate that.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
You know, I always got to come through with an exclusive whenever I call y'all.
Yes,
yes sir.
So when is my girl E's going to come visit me?
Oh, my gosh.
So we can run Montreal.
Wait, Shirley. That was absolutely brilliant, man.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, if y'all need beats, y'all need to holler at my man at Felt Five.
At
he is an animal.
Five number five or five F I V E?
I think it's F I V E. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm following him on Twitter.
I thought you were gonna say I think you're falling in love with him.
I think I'm falling in love.
I thought you were gonna say that.
Felt Five.
But yeah, that. I was like, nobody knows, and nobody, like, the ladies have only heard it one time. They haven't even heard. That's just a different version. I got a newer version that's out.
Wow.
That's coming out that he redid. So
that's really good.
Yeah, that is top shelf stuff, man. Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. You know, I'm all about supporting your own.
Wait, it's not you?
Yeah, thank you.
This is a different person.
Yes. It looks just like me, though.
Looks. I was like, wait a sec. At first, I had to cut it. I was like, wait, is Ashy playing a trick on me?
Yes.
He is your brother.
It looks like my brother.
Yeah, we follow each other. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Felt listens.
Crazy.
Show.
I'm still in shock on how much he looks like you.
That sounds really good.
Yes.
On I'm just saying.
Bandcamp.
He's a good dude. I'm always about putting people on. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited that y'all back. I didn't know what to do over the summer.
You know, it's easy to put people on too when they're so clearly in love with their craft. Do you know what I mean? It's easy to get behind them. That's when they're true. Ready to step forward as well.
You want to work. It's true. When people are just as passionate as whatever that you do, you just
recognize
can't help.
It.
You can't. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It just inspires you to do more for whatever that you do.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And no matter what it is, it could be, it doesn't have to align with necessarily with what you do, but just seeing someone just, you know, just as driven or just like, yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, I'm going to do the best porn ever. You're like, yes, I'm inspired. Okay, no, but you get what I'm saying.
That is a perfect analogy, Shirley.
Right?
Do I get what you're saying, Shirley? I'm just saying. Do I really?
That was incredible. Thanks for sharing that, man.
No problem, man.
Oh, that's cool.
But I ain't, you know, I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I just like talking to y'all, so I figured if y'all was gonna offer a mic, I was gonna sit up here and not say no.
Is wifey sleeping right now?
I'm in my dungeon right now.
Oh.
You know, we moved into a house, and this, let me tell you. So I moved into a house, and this is the first time I've lived in a house with my wife and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some crazy issues. Like, we had a bat in our house the first week.
It's official. It is officially your home. That's so, a niche. That's like, yes, it's life saying welcome to life.
So what was crazy, though, is I was downstairs playing a game, and I heard somebody say, Aaron, and she started screaming. I'm like, oh, boy, what's going on? So I run upstairs, and it's completely dark in my room, but I see something out of the corner of my eye. We have a ceiling fan, and something is following the ceiling fan.
What?
Ugh. And I'm like, wait, what? Okay, so it's a bird. So I go look at the windows, make sure they all close, and they all close. And I'm like, uh-oh, I'm not going to tell her what this is.
So everybody does that.
This news needs to be delivered very gently.
Yes.
So what she did, she jumped up, grabbed her and the baby, put a cover over them, and ran out the room. And when she got downstairs, I was like, yeah, that was a bat. And she was like, what?
How did so, you get in?
Like a day later, like we closed up the room and I was trying to figure out ways to get it out of there because I knew it was still in there. But I opened the door and it's gone. I figured like it's nothing in there because bats can hide.
Yes.
Yo, so we call an exterminator once and we like, yo, we need to check to make sure there's no more bats in here. He checks right before he leaves a bat that has a, like a foot and a half wingspan.
Oh my God.
Flies down my steps and starts going ham in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is sitting on the sofa with our daughter. Like the exterminator was literally leaving. Like, oh, I didn't find anything. Wow. Flew and we had to fly, make it fly out the door.
Yes.
And yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Did the you? The exterminator pulls me outside and says, yeah, this neighborhood is known for bats.
Really?
To the point to where they have some people keep bat houses. Like bird houses.
No.
Shirley. Yes. Shirley, we see them. They have like.
Yeah, we have tons here.
There'll be like a ceiling filled of bats, like just in the sky, man. Like there's so many of them. And yeah. You know they're bats because they're not flying in any type of formation or anything
right,
like that.
Right. It's a circular
It just looks like a mess.
Yes. Yeah. They're all over the place.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So that was week one. Couple days ago, we were on a blackout tip, so I guess it was Monday, so it happened Monday. I hear clawing in my fireplace.
A what?
Clawing, like scratching.
Oh, no.
So.
Oh, no.
Well, there's a forest behind my house.
Oh.
And, like, an actual ravine, like, deer come up, like, up to my back door. And so yeah. I'm like, that's odd. I make sure my wife isn't in the house. I peek in there. Definitely a raccoon in my chimney.
No! Oh no.
Luckily, we had it closed off.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get in there and put some ammonia up there. And it's real life, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then I called an exterminator because that's what real men do. Yes. Excuse me.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Get this rodent out of my home.
Here's some money.
Mm-hmm.
Help please.
Me. Yeah.
That's the manliest thing I can do right now. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
Are you living
welcome
in
to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right.
In nature. You have deers? Didn't you take a picture of deers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, peep this. I think I put it on Facebook. There's a ravine, probably about 30, 40 feet deep. Right behind my house with no fence.
Wow.
Like a straight drop.
Oh my God.
And like you can see the deer like climbing up. It's crazy.
Wait, oh my God.
Whoa. Did you guys move to a completely different city, no?
Yeah, different state.
Okay. Okay. I knew it was a drastic move.
Yeah, it was a big move. So, yeah.
Wow. So,
welcome to the neighborhood.
Oh my God.
I wish I had Clove here. Clove would have got it out in 2 seconds. We've been eating good.
Oh my God. Yes, for sure. He'd be like, you got deers? I'm coming over.
Yeah.
Well, see, that fight or flight thing kicks in. And like, you start thinking, like, I got to protect my family. Yeah. What do I do?
They're coming right for me.
Like, I can't imagine if it was like a real threat. Like, I probably would have lost it. I probably would have been judo chopping people and slamming stuff down and. Crazy.
Yep.
Is this how it's going to be when boys come around? I don't understand this.
Oh my God.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, ay, ay.
Chloe just had a moment.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I don't know when you do that if you're scared for the boys or the girls.
The boys.
You're scared for the boys, yeah. aren't you?
Well, yeah. See, you don't want to be that jerk of a father.
No, like, no, I think he's saying he's scared because our girls are going to probably.
I think my jerk meter when I meet the girls, you know, boyfriends. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like, yeah, I'm going to gauge, you know what I mean? Like, if this kid looks like a real punk, you know what I mean? My jerk meter is going way the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that, Clove. You look like a punk when you was younger.
It's true. He did.
Well, that's why I'm going to, you know, definitely give the grace of letting them open their mouth a couple times to see what kind of intelligence they have to bring to the table.
Yeah.
If they are dumbasses, I won't be able to help being a jerk. I'm just smarter than they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about her because of her uncles. Because, like, remember the dude that I was talking about, Mike?
Yeah.
That's in the Chonilla relationship?
Yeah.
He lives probably 30 minutes away, and he's crazy, and he has two daughters. So, and they're all around the same age. So we've already determined that whenever something goes down, we're just all going to be around at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, those yeah. girls have no chance. They won't be able to breathe.
No.
And that's the point.
Their criteria will be raised.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Taryn's like, I think Tia is going to handle some boys. I know she will too. Y'all don't have to worry about her. Tia's sassy. Back. Yes, she does.
Plus, you got to think about it. Ronan's going to be older, so when them girls is coming around,
I'm not ready.
He might have to step up a little bit. Hey, man.
That's true. That is true.
No, I'm not ready. Not my boy. He's my baby.
Oh, it's coming.
I dread the day I go out with him because it's coming. It's so close that it's coming that I'll start noticing girls looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, I can't even, it makes me think of the day when my dad started noticing that too. He probably was like, ugh. And probably that's why he felt like I need to talk to her. I need to talk to my daughter.
Yep.
Yo, my mom looks young. I was probably about 19, but I've been inside since I was 19. Like, facial hair and all. The car dealer, thinking he was trying to be smooth, was like, I heard him say, yo, is that your boyfriend?
Wow.
And he's talking about me. I'm like, no, dumbass. But I will beat you. It's not a problem.
That's weird, though, right? Have you seen dudes trying to pick up your mom?
All the time. Oh. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, my mom used to get hollered at quite a bit when I was younger, yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. I know this is an unexpected call, but.
That's okay. That's we appreciate cool. it, man. And thank you so much for sharing that, man. That was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. If anybody, if y'all, you know, if y'all ever in a, you know, in a need for music, man, Felt is the man. Like,
clearly.
Yeah, just a really good dude. Humble. Like, super humble. Like, he was like, is this okay? I was like, dude, are you serious? Andy, he's furnishing these podcast streets.
That's nice. Wild. That's wild.
So.
That's wild. That's good to know.
But y'all go ahead and do y'all thing. I got to do some things. I have a bowl of my own to get to. So.
All right, dude.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot for calling in, man. Appreciate
Peace.
It.
Peace.
Peace out.
Peace. What is it? You're tired. You can't sleep?
What's wrong, sweetie?
I don't know. I'm tired, but I can't sleep, and I'm alone upstairs.
You're tired, but you can't sleep?
And I'm alone upstairs.
You should go to sleep, you know, because you have your birthday party tomorrow. We have to get ready and look pretty, and it's a spa party. We're going to do your nails, and it's going to be all pretty stuff. Okay? Why don't you go upstairs, okay? We're going to come up soon.
Really?
Yes, really.
I know.
Oh my God, she's growing too. And her little face, that little round face is leaving. think we're going to wrap it up. I'm yawning.
Me too.
I'm tired.
All right.
My butt is hurting me.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks, Ash, for calling in.
Yes.
With that Felt 5 exclusive.
Mm-hmm. I'm on this site now. I'm going to check it out.
So amazing.
I'm listening.
Thanks, Tara Lynn. We will see everybody.
Yes, and good luck.
On Monday.
Yes, Monday. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, register. $100. Amazon gift card.
Oh, yes. True. Chonilla.com/register.
Peace.
Chonilla.com is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and free. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Go to Stitcher.com and download it for free today. Oh, yeah. And we'd really appreciate a thumbs up.
Go to Chonilla.com.